Chapter 22. Fallen into Defeat. I'd finished 4 GCSEs and done everyone proud. Come August, I would be back in school collecting my results. A good ending if the local authority agreed to find a placement at Oakwood. They still hadn't sent us the final EHCP document, so we were still waiting on their decision. But for now, after months of hard work, I could finally relax. Though it wouldn't hurt to see everyone on the last week of term. "Mum, I'd like to go in next month, just to say goodbye." Her gaze met the floor. "Is everything okay?"
"The school thinks you're on the dark web."
"What?" She cleared her throat.
"They think you're in touch with a paedophile ring on the dark web."
"Why would they think that?" I scoffed. "I've never touched it."
"Be careful with what you say. Some people take it literally."
"Christine, damn it, I wasn't thinking straight when I said that."
"Apparently, you're hacking their computers too. But that's beyond me."
"Sophie or Caleb, one of them must have written a report."
"Dad and I have been called in for a meeting with safeguarding. Don't tell them I told you, though. He's under a lot of pressure already."
"Okay."
I approached Dad the moment he came home.
"Can I go to school tomorrow? I want to see everyone."
"I'll text Charlotte." He took out his phone, hovering a finger over the screen. "There's no ulterior motive, is there?"
"No,"
I lied.
The last time safeguarding had been involved was when Susan accused my parents of allowing me to access pornography online, which could have had disastrous consequences for my family, so I wasn't willing to take any chances. I needed to know if I was in danger, and that required me to question people.
Sophie scratched her nose. "Never wrote a report about you."
I motioned Jaden outside. He waved away any potential onlookers.
"Are you telling the truth?"
She responded with a hesitant nod.
"You wrote a report. Tell the truth. Why do people bother lying to me?"
"The last time this happened, my dad nearly went to prison. Can you see why I'm concerned?"
"I think you're worrying too much. I never wrote a report about you."
"Fine. You'll have to live with the guilt then."
"You're not dishonest. So I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You're free to go."
She hurried out, not daring to give me another glance.
"How did it go?" Jaden asked.
"She's definitely going to tell Charlotte, but that's okay. It gives me a chance to clear things up."
"Shall I do anything else?"
"No, you've done enough, thank you."
"All right, I'll see you on the bus."
Seconds after he left, Charlotte rushed into the cheering room, her chest puffed out, eyes fixated on me.
"Sophie is terribly upset. She said you questioned her."
"This has all been a huge misunderstanding. Do you have questions? I can clear everything up. I've never touched a paedophile ring, I'm telling you."
She moved a chair close to me and sat down.
"I don't have a question. But there have been reports to say
that I'm some child sex predator."
"No, and nobody has said that. The reports say you've been on the dark web and are in touch with a paedophile ring."
"Fuck, why did I have to lie? Drax was right about me."
"You told 2 people that you gave the email address of someone who'd beaten you on a game to paedophiles on the dark web."
"That's not even true. I only told Christine.
And Drax didn't beat me. The Shadow Imperium lost."
"Fuck it. I'll just have to explain everything simplistically."
"And I think you emailed as if from him to his family. That's nothing to do with paedophiles."
"May I?"
"Yes."
"I used to play a game online in which I led a guild. We called ourselves the Paladins. We had over 1,500 members.
The memories flooded back.
From all those times that Drax 14 tried to destroy the Paladins. To my triumphs and all the moments I enjoyed on there.
That game was the Wild West, and my biggest rival, Drax 14, in real life his name is Darren."
I paused as the world seemed to shrink before my eyes.
"Sorry, where was I?"
"You were talking about a boy called Darren."
"Right,
Darren. He and his followers did everything they could to destroy us. I got angry and lost control. My ego got in the way. In the heat of the moment, I proved him right.
Proved him right?
Never mind. All you need to know is I got into his email and destroyed his relationships. The rest isn't true. I just said that crap about paedophiles to feel powerful.
A harrowing silence loomed over us. Charlotte clutched her chin.
Sorry. I'm amazed at how very skilled you are. And I'm so relieved to hear you telling the truth. What about the reports? Out of our duty of care and also out of our love and concern for you, Max, we needed to write those reports. I had no choice but to send them on, because it's school policy. However, you've made a very clear statement there, and I will share it with the safeguarding team.
Once she had left, I did a puzzle with Caleb. He answered what he could, telling me that Christine ordered him and Sophie to write a report. The situation had mostly been cleared up, but I'd need to come in for a meeting with Mr. Hadaway and Mrs. Walton, the school's safeguarding lead. Coincidentally, it was on the same day Dad and I had an appointment at my feeding clinic.
If you hadn't hacked our network or whatever, Rosalind said, you wouldn't have to deal with this silly meeting. It's too late now. Why is Mrs. Walton wasting her time with me anyway? There's probably kids doing heroin downstairs. I assure you, nobody is doing heroin downstairs, she chuckled. You know what I mean. There are lots of kids who need her, and she's wasting time on me. Well, she's got serious things to handle, but your safety is a concern to her. Except I'm perfectly safe, and she's the twat putting me in danger. Language. You've done great on your exams. Don't let this ruin it. Finish the meeting, and after that, promise me you won't do any more hacking. I promise. Seriously, no more hacking. There are a lot of things I do for you, but wrestling with the FBI isn't one of them. Come on, you're my partner in crime. You can't just abandon me.
I joked. Maybe Jaden will do it for you. Speaking of which, I need to teach him English. Good luck. Inside one of Portum's small rooms, Dad, Mr. Hadaway and Mrs. Walton sat around a table.
Welcome. We've all been talking about you. Have a seat,
Mrs. Walton said in greeting.
Guess this is the naughty corner.
Max, do you have a computer at home? She asked.
Did you just bring me here to ask that?
I've had one since I was 8. If I've done well on my exams, I'm going to build one for my birthday.
They both shot thundering glares at Dad. Yes, if he's done well, I'll buy him the parts, he said.
Do you use the internet, Max?
Mrs. Walton asked.
Yes, since I was 3 years old. Who might want to cause you harm on the internet? I'm not finished. Do you know what exactly I do on the internet?
She crossed her arms. I'd like to find out.
Previously, I was a powerful guild leader. Now I'm a community manager, responsible for the safety of over 10,000 users and counting. Some of those users are children.
So you're aware of e-safety then?
I have to be, or our game project will be shut down.
I see. Thank you for telling me.
What you're investigating happened 3 years ago. If you're interested, pop up to Portum another time. It's a long story. Now, if you don't mind, my father and I have an appointment to attend.
She eyed a ghost-like Mr. Hadaway. We're just going to have a little chat with your dad, Mr. Hadaway said. You're free to leave now. 10 minutes later, we were driving away in the car.
What did they say to you?
I asked. They called me irresponsible, but thanks to what you said, we're okay.
I still don't understand how these idiots got their jobs. We never see Mr. Hadaway in Portum. It's insane how he's the manager.
They seemed a little off. I lent Mrs. Walton one of my books about teenagers, but she didn't say thank you.
You shouldn't have done that. She'll never give it back, let alone read it.
Don't rock the boat. They've been good to you. Dad never saw his book again. I'd gained some valuable information about Portum, but in doing so, all I'd accomplished was the destruction of trust. The Citadel Woods trip went ahead, albeit the students weren't allowed to stay overnight because of new safeguarding policies. I didn't go that year, but seeing Jaden and others loudly complain made me feel sorry for them. Perhaps I was right about Portum's future, even if it wasn't my place. I came into Portum on Tuesdays and Thursdays, strictly barred from all computers. Mr. Hadaway forced Portum staff to shadow me at all times. Charlotte encouraged Caleb and me to find a computing course for me. She wanted to put my skills to more constructive use. I found CompTIA and took their IT Fundamentals certification to test the waters. Caleb paid for our study guide. We'd be studying for and taking the exam together. That and going to Costa Coffee kept me coming in. Months before, I'd grown slightly tired of Portum, and now the whole place seemed withered. I bought presents for my TAs using my own money, hoping for a pleasant farewell. In September, I'd hopefully start a new life.
"Max," Mum lamented, "the council has finished your EHCP."
"Did they say so?"
"It's ridiculous. They ignored all our reports."
"Even Naomi's? She's known me for years."
"They've ignored everything. No OT, no extra support. You're staying at Portum."
The EHCP was disgusting. Unfinished sections, most people's input cut out, cries for help ignored.
"We're getting a solicitor," I declared. "This is bullshit."
"Solicitors are expensive, Dad won't..."
"Dad never gave up, and neither will I. It took them 3 years to write this utter garbage, and I'm not putting up with their crap any longer."
"It might be better paying for someone to help you at Portum."
"Portum is dead. It died last year when everyone left. It's an empty shell now."
"But what about Rosalind and..."
"I'm done with it. It's time to move on. Staying there is living a lie and delaying the inevitable. We're getting a solicitor, and Dad will agree."
"If that's what you want, I'll always support you. But going to tribunal isn't easy. I've read about it."
"It's never been easy, and it's never going to be easy."
Remortgaged and money borrowed, we were mobilising for all-out war with the local authority.
"You've got a lot of hospital appointments this month," Rosalind remarked.
My throat crooked and curvy, eye contact impossible. Those hospital appointments were meetings with various solicitors. I hated lying, but the coming tribunal war was a sensitive subject. My parents and I had agreed on one of the most experienced firms in SEN law. To get into Oakwood, my EHCP would need to change. That meant proving I needed a high level of support, and that would require professional assessments and well-fought lawfare. And I'd have to stay at Portum for an unknown period.
"It's so fab you're staying," Rosalind beamed.
"Yep."
"What do you think of history class?"
"The teacher was nice, I guess."
"You'll be even better at A-level English."
I shrugged.
"I'll just take history, the EPQ thing and that computer course, whatever it is."
"Are you sure? I think English will be better. We can do it in Portum."
"It will be enough UCAS points, won't it?"
"Yes, I suppose it will. You don't meet the requirements for Level 3 courses, but I'll convince them to bend the rules for you."
When my parents told Charlotte about the tribunal, she confronted me the second I came into Portum, dumping sheets of paper on my desk.
"It's the Portum curriculum," she said. "We can offer you a lot."
A year ago, she said they could offer nothing but academia, so what had changed?
"You're staying with us for the time being. You know that, don't you?"
"Yes."
She started reading, but I didn't want to say anything, lest I offend her.
"We don't have the resources they have at Oakwood, but we can help you learn some life skills."
"Such as?"
"To recognise some items as potentially dangerous," she read. "Scissors, sharp knives and hot equipment. I think you've learnt how dangerous those things are."
"Are you trying to guilt trip me?"
Charlotte had lost me at playing only age-appropriate games. Time was fleeting. I needed a drastically different approach to learning. Portum had faded. Its time was over for me. I had contemplated my decision to leave thousands of times. It hadn't been easy to make. We were already going to face off in court, and I didn't want the fighting to reach Portum. People I cared about would get caught in the crossfire. Charlotte wouldn't tell the local authority that Portum couldn't meet my needs, so I believed she was taking this personally. In a last-ditch effort to explain my decision, I wrote a letter and left it on her desk. 18th of the 7th, 2018. Dear Charlotte, I know you want what's best for me. I'll always be grateful for that, and for everything Portum has provided for me over the years. Unfortunately, as the saying goes, all good things must end. I have chosen to pursue a one-sided tribunal case against the local authority. This is to secure my place in the Oakwood Sixth Form Centre. You care about me, and you don't want me to be disappointed if I don't win. I understand wanting to protect me and to keep me safe, but I'm not the tiny muffin-devouring boy in the bright red uniform you met all those years ago. In my years at Portum, I've experienced a lot. Anger, sadness, disappointment, fear, pride, love and joy. You're right, I will be upset if I don't win, but I have learned that life isn't positive all the time. Bad things will always happen, and I must face my own demons. Nobody can teach me that. It's something I can only learn through experience. That's why change isn't an enemy, it teaches us. You always compliment me and flamboyantly talk about how insightful I am. But I'm still just a child with a lot to learn. I only started going outside without wearing a hood 2 months ago, and a little over a year ago I told you to get on your knees. I claim not to remember, but I do. At the time it was easier to lie because I wouldn't have to admit responsibility and face the consequences. Year 10 was a difficult time for me. I hated the boring work. I hated the crowded staircases and hallways. A lack of confidence and mounting pressures caused me to break down. Anger took over my rational mind and I felt powerless to say anything. Yet I was also guilty, to the point of purposefully hurting myself, an act that I immediately regretted. During that time I ignored the good things and didn't ask for help. I confided in my large, rapidly growing empire. Over there I was powerful and confident in myself. I gave over 1,000 people something to believe in and defeated those who wanted to destroy us. Life outside the game proved too difficult for me to handle, but eventually I realised that hiding from it was both unrealistic and unsustainable. Eventually I lost passion for my empire, and things I loved started leaving me. People I loved started leaving me. Everything collapsed right in front of my eyes, and I'd been too wrapped up in my ego to see the bigger picture. Only when Lucas, the last pillar, fell to the floor did I see it. Lucas, Arthur, my place at Portum, all gone. It seemed hopeless, but when faced with an opportunity to prove myself, I took it. GCSEs are the first non-digital commitment I've ever made, and doing them in 9 months is something I'm immensely proud of. The magic of Portum is gone for me. I don't care for A-levels, and whilst I'll always treasure it, it's time for me to move on. I don't want to be sheltered here forever. Life awaits me, and I'll experience times both harsh and great. And about Portum, these children might not realise it yet, but they need you. From year 7, we come here with one guarantee. We'll change, and you won't be able to shelter us forever. There isn't much patience in today's education system. You're facing hard times. But I ask you to remember Alfie Robinson, the man who created Portum. He's proud of us for persevering, even if he isn't here to say it. I'll always appreciate Portum, and I'm sorry the story has to end with a tribunal. At Portum, you teach us to do our best, even if it seems impossible. Alfie wanted that too, and it's what I'm doing. Thank you, Charlotte, for everything. Max Toper. Charlotte called the letter beautiful and insightful. It reduced her to tears. Mission accomplished, then? Well, no, as Charlotte still refused to acknowledge that Portum couldn't meet my needs. Any hopes for a quick end to the conflict were shattered. But I'd laid the foundation for making amends after the coming war. To combat the fracture in my heart, I confided in the internet. It was a quiet night, spent in my bedroom with the curtains drawn, participating in a podcast, which was one of my duties as community manager. Full of giggles, technological lingo and conversations I never saw myself sharing in real life. The Discord notification bell rang. It rang again. 5 times more. My throat tightened.
What? I didn't say that.
Eager chatter defeated by eerie silence. Falsified screenshots of me vilifying community members posted in our private chat group.
Max, you're being exposed,
Leonidas jested, his tone a chilling spear. Betrayal. I ripped off my headset, squeezing it tightly.
Why would Barry and Leonidas do that?
Hours devoid of comfort. This sort of thing was supposed to remain in galactic conquest, yet it had followed me here. Leonidas hadn't said a thing, and Barry had banned me from his server. I pleaded with Cole, the leader of our project, but he said nothing.
Leonidas, please be honest with me. Where did you get those screenshots?
I demanded.
I don't trust you with this dramatic flair you're adding to your messages right now. Of course I'm being dramatic. Someone is trying to frame me. None of those messages look like my writing. Cut the shit, Max. Sounds straight from a badly written sitcom with just as bad actors.
Several minutes, no response. I initiated a voice call, flesh crawling with fright. He picked up but didn't say a word.
Listen, if this was me, you'd have worked it out months ago. You're clever.
Mm-hmm, he mumbled. For 3 torturous minutes, I stammered, until he chuckled ominously and left the call. 12:15, a haven destroyed in a few grueling hours. I lay atop the bed covers. Heat moulded the duvet into my clothes. Sunrise gleamed through gaps in the curtains.
Have I even slept?
The alarm read 4:32.
Leonidas! Fuck! I've lost it all.
Groggily, tiptoeing out of bed, I checked Twitter. Cole had replaced me with my predecessor. After all my contributions to his project, I'd been practically erased from existence.
Don't just jump in. It never worked on Galactic Conquest.
It took a lot of discipline, but I prevented myself from engaging with it for that day. I decided it was best to let things settle, then tackle them the next day.
Play my cards right and it might be over quickly.
Max, are you all right?
Oliver asked.
I'm fine. I got your drink. Is this the right one? Yep, that's an iced chocolate, thanks.
It coursed down my throat and for a moment I was free. Then I remembered last night's betrayal and the void of pain ravaged me once more. The last day of school passed slowly. Jaden perched himself in a corner, his TA Sophie having left for university. Would I see Caleb again? Without him, I'd have to study for my CompTIA certification alone. Charlotte wasn't there, and Christine was buried in paperwork. As for Rosalind, she worried I wouldn't win the tribunal. On the bus ride home, I listened to Firefly by Breaking Benjamin. I knew that when I returned to Portum that September, I would be the only Year 12. Zach, Jordan and Adrian had all left. The Portum of old had vanished. I waited for Dad to leave the house, then logged into Discord.
Please, please don't let it be public.
My reputation didn't appear ruined, but being removed from Cole's server must have caused commotion, as it was the largest in our community. Rufus had sent me 3 messages. He was one of our most skilled programmers. Despite being only a year older than me, he claimed to know more about software engineering than anyone who has a master's degree.
Could turn my computer into a paperweight if he wants.
Rufus wasn't someone famed for kindness. He spent much of his time insulting our followers completely at random, even people he hadn't interacted with before. Cole prevented me from intervening. It's not our platform, so we can't be responsible for his behaviour. I clicked Rufus's profile, bracing for impact.
How could you do such a thing? He challenged me.
I mean, I wasn't mentioned, but like, why though? What's the point?
I'm screwed. It was either reason with him or don't and be in a worse position. Please, listen. Those messages are not real. We both know it's easy to forge them. Listen to me, jackass.
If you want a chance of being forgiven, you're going to give us as much info as possible.
Just like the old days with Drax.
Can we voice chat? It will be easier to communicate.
He started a call.
I already forgive you, man.
I don't want you to forgive me for something I didn't say.
Yeah, because everyone loves you.
What do you mean, loves me?
God, your accent is just... Can you stop talking, please?
I did as he asked, but started recording our conversation. What he said about everyone loving me and how he downplayed it was slightly suspicious. If it turned out he was the one who framed me, I could use the recording to prove he told untruths.
It's obvious you said it, he insisted.
And going offline for a day doesn't help your case.
I went offline because...
Not finished talking.
Shut up.
Did you say this shit or not? Last chance to tell the truth.
I would never say anything like that.
If I find out you're lying, I will fuck you up, okay? Like, you're lucky you're not banned from everywhere right now.
Are you giving me a chance to prove it wasn't me?
Yeah, sure, whatever. I don't have time for your shit. He ended the call. Anyone can forge a text message, but who did it? Another matter entirely.
Why do I keep fucking up?
Breathless wind. My solitary tears a whisper in darkness. I didn't resist the urge, crying a necessity. Attempts to sleep were met with a universe of dread. A relentless pounding plagued me, but I fumbled to my feet. Naive efforts to protect Portum, they ended in failure. Drax 14, I sought only to earn his respect. Why couldn't I see he hated me? Why did I go so far to hurt him? From birth, a traitorous body had seen me mocked, vilified, or hunted. Now circumstances had brought us to a debt-creating tribunal. And somewhere in this selfish world, a parasite had cruelly stolen one of my few treasures online.
Every fuck-up, every betrayal, my fault.
Susan, Drax 14, the local authority and now an unknown enemy.
Does the world like shitting on me?
Tortured memories swirled, each one a blade. I'm not a good person, wasn't born perfect.
I guess nobody is, I blurted.
Heh, talking to myself must be insane. Tonight is July 24th. 4 years ago I led the Light Paladin's revolution.
Did that my way.
Did GCSEs my way. To the person who has framed me, whoever you are, I will find you. And to the local authority, I didn't come this far just to surrender now.
My gaze met two boxes, a keyboard and a mouse. Once set up, I could configure them to glow any colour I wanted. These objects were bought 3 months ago for the computer I was going to build. I'd arrived in the shop with Grandpa and Grandma, who had watched as I purchased it with my money. Afterward, I treated them to lunch.
Maybe it's time to ask for a birthday present.